afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I'm delighted that you're there and I'm here and we're touching one another. It's a great day, isn't it? Anyway, today's topic is walk-ins. And the reason I chose this topic is because a good friend of mine had some really interesting questions about walk-ins and what happens to them at a time of ascension. And I was going to ask this question from the Universal Akashic Records that the cherubim hold, but Yeshua and Mother Mary came forth to answer these questions because they said that this information comes under the management of their office. So, just a little background. I'm sure we've all heard the term walk-in, and there might even be a lot out there who are questioning whether or not they're walk-ins. And as I ask the question, is I believe that walk-ins are evolved souls who have, with permission, traded places with another soul. And this gives the walk-in the opportunity to bring forth their work without having to spend the time incarnating into an infant form and passing through all the growth years before they're able to begin their work. As we said, these are evolved souls. So the question is, now that we're approaching the time of ascension, what's going to happen to these arrangements when they finally come to an end? And so one of the questions that we had was, where does the walk-ins go at the time of ascension? Oh, just let me mention, folks, that if you want to call in, kind of weigh in on your opinion on the topic, give me a call.
Yeah.
Our toll-free number is 877-876-5227. Did I hear a voice? Apparently I did. And who am I speaking to? Yoo-hoo. I guess. Yes, who's calling? I'm hearing sounds on the other end, but I'm not hearing an individual. So I'm assuming that we're trying to make contact, but for whatever reason, we're not. So I'm going to go on. Now, if you're from Canada, we have a toll-free number from Canada also, 888-815-9756. Now, we established the fact that advanced souls are coming here. They have made an agreement with another soul that is, you might say, an outgoing soul who, for whatever reason, decided that they did not wish to finish their commitments. Now, sometimes the soul who is leaving is very depressed, and they are glad for an advanced soul to come take over their responsibilities. The advanced soul that is coming in does take over the responsibilities of the outgoing souls. In other words, what we might call karmic ties, work that needs to be done, all of this has to be finished by the incoming soul. So, where does the walk-in go at the time of ascension? Now, I think this was very fascinating because what Yeshua and Mother Mary said is there's different arrangements because the different souls have entered into different agreements. And what they're saying is all of the arrangements among the different souls are not the same. They talk a little bit about
Hello? I would like to make contact with Caroline.
Yes, who's speaking?
Hello, it's really bad. I cannot hear anything.
I can't hear you, dear.
Oh, yes, it's Juliana Bodor speaking from Canada, Calgary. If possible, I would like to make connection with my angels, if you can help me out.
And who am I talking to? Your name, please? May I have your first name, please?
I cannot. It's really hard to understand you. Can you repeat, please?
I can't hear you. You have to speak up a little. I want to know your first name.
It's impossible to understand. Not
your name. What? Your name?
My name is Juliana.
Oh, yes, Juliana. Yes, I'm aware that you're going to call, and I'm glad that you finally were able to touch base and chat with us. And
we have some problem. It's impossible. You are so loud.
I'm loud.
I must understand just partly of the word.
Juliana, can you hear me?
Hello. Hello.
Yes,
it's
I'm
Juliana.
Asking Juliana, can you hear me?
Just partly. We have a huge noise into that line. I don't know what's going on, but it's not clear. Hello? Hello?
Juliana, can you hear me?
I still try to make connection with you. Just it's impossible for some reason.
So,
hello,
can
hello.
You hear me?
I still try to make connection with you. Just I don't know what. Probably the weather. We have a really, really huge storm here.
Donald, we're having trouble communicating with one another. Something's wrong with the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Caroline. Maybe it's something wrong with the line. I would like to talk to you.
I want to do that for you, but I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you talk a little louder?
Hello. Hello.
Donald, I can't work with if we can't hear one another.
Really, really bad connection. I heard myself. I'm talking alone. And I'm not able to...
Well, my friends, apparently we're having a problem with the call in line. And I'm very sorry to hear that. Juliana, I could hear some of your conversation, and I really want to work with you, but apparently there is a problem at the station. Yes? Juliana, we're having trouble communicating because of the studios having trouble with
Hello.
The incoming line. So all I can
Hello.
Say is that we'll have to do this another time. And I'm sorry about
can
that.
Can
we were talking about walk-ins. And,
can you make a connection with me for the call-in show?
There are walk-ins out there who are not aware of the fact or certain
Hello.
Of the fact that they're a walk-in. They
Hello,
have,
can you make a connection for me? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Donald, we can't take call-ins. I can't deal
Hello.
With it. Donald,
Hello?
Donald, I can't work with this. No call-ins. Yeah, I can't work with it. Anyway, we were talking about the walk-ins. And there are people who are walk-ins some of the signs is that there is a feeling of not quite being at home. Sometimes not quite making connections with other ones, other individuals, sometimes feeling strange and out of place. And so there is a process of the walk-in awakening. And there might be a point where you're starting to question whether you are a walk-in and whether you have developed the memory, the connection, especially the connection with those that you might say have sent you here, that you represent. And so there comes a period of time where there is an awakening process. Now, some realize that they're walk-ins, and they actually understand some of the work that they came to do. And I was chatting with a group who were aware of the fact that they were walk-ins, and they remembered their state before they came here. And so they had questions as to what's going to happen at the time of ascension. They knew that they were here in form in a certain period of time, and then they would be going back home. So some of these, all of the questions actually was answered by Yeshua and Mother Mary, because they said it came under the management of their office, and they talked about all of the different soul arrangements that different walk-ins had different agreements with the different souls. However, the one thing that seemed to be constant is that the soul that was walking in that made the exchange in the physical with the soul that was here had taken on the responsibility of clearing all of the individual's past karma, which meant there would be a lot of clearing to do because it was not only this particular lifetime, but all of the other lifetimes, all of the DNA of the different lines that that individual had incarnated in. So there, it was a great advantage from the point of view of the soul that was leaving the physical and allowing this exchange to go on. Usually when, well, I wouldn't say usually, but many times when the exchange happened between the soul that was coming in and the soul that was going out, that the soul that was here was going through a period of great despair. That would be one sign. In other words, if you recall that there was a period in your life where there was a great amount of despair involved, that would be an indication that maybe you were a walk-in in the sense that after that period of despair, you had a whole different attitude. Something changed dramatically. There wasn't the despair, there wasn't the depression, but perhaps a little bit of confusion. Sometimes this occurs during a near-death experience. Sometimes it occurs during an accident. And these are indications that perhaps the individual might be a walk-in. Now, I'm going to address now the questions to those individuals who are aware that they are a walk-in, and the memory is cut just like any other soul. They have to then work with reconnecting the memory banks. However, they have questions. And one of the things that we covered is that the incoming soul has to clear all of the karmic debts of the individual that they are changing places with. And they agree to do this because for them, being the advanced soul that they are, it would be very difficult to reincarnate as an infant. So these lessons of becoming an infant again, learning how to control the body, learning how to grow up, does not have an appeal to a very advanced soul. So there is an exchange here where two souls are helping one another. The outgoing soul has allowed the advanced incoming soul access to a point in time where they don't have to go through all of these yardsticks in life, learning how to work with a body that is maturing, the educational process. And the soul that is leaving does not have to clear all of their past life trauma. So there are arrangements and different agreements between these two groups of souls. So I think this was very good information to perhaps, you might say, set a playing field here to think about the point that we're starting in. Now, the second question was, will the outgoing soul come back to reunite with a physical body that they left earlier? So, at the time of ascension, if the incoming soul decides to move on to either that planet that they came from or the state that they came from, then what happens to the souls that allowed them the opportunity to bring forth this information? What happens to the outgoing soul? Are they going to come back? Again, this was an answer where Mother Mary and Yeshua said, it depends, that many of the arrangements are open-ended in the sense that the outgoing soul could decide if they wish to ascend in the physical. So when all this work is completed, if the soul that left decides that they want to come back and ascend in the physical, that opportunity exists for them. However, some of the souls wish to stay on the spiritual side of life. You know, we have contacts that I have made with people on the other side. It is interesting the different choices that they make, because some souls who have crossed over will tell me that they don't wish to incarnate, that they feel their skills are better utilized on the other side of the veil. They've been working over there, and they have skills that they are using, and they feel that they are very productive, they are growing, they are advancing, and they don't wish to come back into the physical again. One of the souls that had this point of view was Fred Astaire. I channeled Fred Astaire, and he is one of the individuals that discussed this in the book Chaos Before Creation. You can find it at my website at www.carolynevers.com. Now, some of the souls, they're on the other side, and they are healing from different events that have occurred in their life, and they're learning lessons. And at some point, they know they're going to come back again, and they are actually preparing for that. One of them is Elvis Presley. Again, we interviewed him, and this was the story that he told us, that he is preparing again to reincarnate in the music industry again, but from another point of view. The only reason that I bring this up is because we're discussing the souls who have left the physical and exchanged with a walk-in. These same choices and decisions are going to follow with them also. So it's a case of their own free choice. Some are going to decide that they want to come back and they want to go through the ascension process using the physical body. Some are going to decide that they don't want to come back, that their skills are better utilized on the other side, and some are going to feel they are not healed enough to come back, that the last lifetime that they went through, that there are choices that they have to make. There is healing that they have to make. They have to review and understand some of their decisions that they made when they were living in the last lifetime. They are still reviewing that. They are still working with those assumptions. They are still healing them. But most of all, they are looking at the causes and the effects of different events in their lifetime. And all of that has to be resolved before they feel the urge again to reincarnate. I found all of this very fascinating. The different points of view of the souls that are on the other side and whether or not they make that decision to reincarnate again. And one of the things that I find quite interesting is the power of choices that souls have. You know, we're talking about that here on this plane, the choices that we have, the free will that we have, the paths that we can follow. And it is interesting that this same thing happens on the other side. We have those same kinds of choices. We can make decisions for what path we will follow. And so that point is the same on both sides, whether we are in flesh here, living in Earth in the denseness of these particles, or whether we are in spirit. So this all has a bearing on whether that outgoing soul is going to come back and take over that physical body. Now, let's assume for a second the outgoing soul is moving to another planetary system because they came here from another planetary system. And there is a physical body. There is a vehicle that another soul could use to move through the ascension process. What Yeshua and Mother Mary says about this is that there is a council. This council is a group of souls who make decisions on in these particular areas so that it would be possible that a soul on the other side is ready to go through the ascension process. Does not have to be born again and go through that whole evolutionary process, and they will be given the opportunity to move up through the dimensions in the physical. And so this particular council that Mother Mary and Yeshua are talking about will make those choices, will make that decision that if a physical body is available and they wish to connect it with a soul who wishes to come and work its way through ascension, that they can. I find the whole topic really fascinating, and I hope that you do too. Right now, we're having some technical difficulties with the call-in line, and if you have some interesting insights or questions about this, give us a call next Sunday, because I think this is a particularly fascinating topic. Now, we are at the moment now where we have an advanced soul that is acting as a walk-in because they are ready and willing to bring forth advanced information from another part of the cosmos, another level of advanced beings. And now we have a point of view at the point of ascension. They're not intending to stay in the physical body. They have come, they have completed their work, they have brought forth the information. It is now ascension time, and they want to go back to their previous form. So we asked Yeshua and Mother Mary, what happens to the outgoing soul then? And do they have a physical body that they would join with in some other part of the cosmos? Now, I found the answer to this very fascinating. And I think perhaps you will too, because these are the kinds of questions that we really don't have access to except to hear these answers from an advanced master. So Mother Mary and Yeshua now talk about the types of form. And we're talking about physical form and spiritual form. And Mother Mary says, you understand the dense electrons in your body to a certain extent. You do not understand that it is a hologram and that it blinks in and out of existence every few microseconds. However, when you look into a mirror, you see what is being reflected back to you, and you understand this. Also, I'd like to just interject something here, because as I've been doing research on standing waves, the electrical universe, how matter and space works, I have found very interesting information about this blinking in and out of existence every few microseconds. So when she mentioned this, I was doing this research and found it exceedingly interesting. We'll do another show on this. Again, I think all of this ties into ascension, the electrical universe, how matter is formed, and how the scientists are relating this to quantum physics, the very latest now of what scientists are telling us, and we'll have a show about that too. So Mother Mary and Yeshua continue and say, in spirit, there are several types of bodies, and it is a case of how dense these particles are in their existence. There are places in the cosmos whereby the body is physical and almost as dense as your bodies are on your plane. Then there are physical bodies that seem almost like shadow-like in their denseness. And so each layer is governed as to how the electrons or particles are compacted. You know, there are writers and seers who have talked about the very early shadow communities of Lemurians when they first came to Earth. And it is interesting that they described their physical as being almost shadow-like, because the particles of the physical body were not as compacted as they are now. And so it seems the longer that soul stayed here, and as we fell into the dense particles, they compacted closer and closer together. So then Mother Mary continues, and she says, there are levels where there is no physical, but rather a group existence. Now, when she talks about this group existence, you know, there are people who are channelers who are conversing with groups on the other side. And so they live as a part of a group. And she says each soul, now she's talking here about this group existence, each soul thinks of themselves as a part of a colony, and they work in a group fashion. And she says this seems very foreign to you, but if you consider a beehive, where each bee has their own job to do, but work as a single entity, you can get somewhat of an idea of what we are alluding to. So, in answer to this, where does a walk-in go? What kind of physical body are they going to take over? We're talking about physical bodies in other parts of the cosmos, and so what we have seen so far in the explanation is there are some physical bodies that are shadow-like. There are some physical bodies that are almost as dense as ours. There are some physical bodies that work in a group existence where a group of souls are working as a colony. They are working as one. They're individual, but they're working as one objective. So Mother Mary and Yeshua continue, and they say, we do not wish to be evasive, but it depends upon where the incoming soul came from as to just what physical form they will take on the other side. And she continues and says, also remember there are some souls who reside in a spirit form, and there is not a physical body as you understand it to return to. To them, they have spiritual form, and they are not quite comfortable in their form as they have abilities that you do not understand at this time. So what she's saying is there are spiritual form on the other side. It's not a physical body as we are experiencing a physical body. It is a spiritual form. And people are very comfortable with this because they have abilities, because they are in spirit, they have abilities that we do not have because we are in a solid form. All of this I find very fascinating, the different kinds of existence in the physical and spiritual on the other side. So she's going back to that. Before we move on, just let me say that if you are a walk-in and there is some confusion about your physical form, how you feel in your physical form, how you relate to others, and you have not awakened yet to what your work is, that you might have some wispy thoughts of memory if you would meditate as to what your physical form was like before you actually came here and opened your eyes on this plane. Now, getting back to this moment of transition, when the walk-in actually took over the physical and enlivened it, Mother Mary explains that when the walk-in does decide to leave, that it is that same moment of transition that will repeat itself when the souls first exchanged positions if the incoming soul is returning. So what she's saying is the possibility of the incoming soul coming in, taking back the body, the physical, that they allowed the walk-in to use, that moment of transition will be the same. One soul actually steps out, the other soul steps in. Now let's suppose the incoming soul does not come forth. Here's the choices. The physical body can die at the outgoing transition of a walk-in, or else another soul on the ladder of growing towards the higher realms might be given the opportunity to inhabit the physical body. We talked about that a little earlier. All of the choices, the appointed souls on the council who make these decisions to adjudicate such situations. And she says, this is a grave responsibility, and we have chosen only those souls who have proven themselves to have the necessary skills to judge these situations. And she says, we said earlier that no soul will be left behind if they wish to grow and have taken the position that they want to expand their spiritual life and obtaining new understanding as to who they are and what is available to them. And she adds, of course, in the new understanding, all will be governed by love and compassion. This is the rule that one must abide by to move ever upwards towards the higher dimensions. Fascinating stuff, I think. And she goes on to say, the emotions of love and compassion are the leveler, so to speak. Those who do not feel love and compassion for the souls and the Creator's work will not move beyond a certain line that exists between the high astral plane and the angelic realm. This is the line. This is the division. This is the checkpoint between the two dimensions. This is the first jump in ascension between the high astral plane and the angelic realm, so that the point of ascension, when we walk through that first doorway, is to be able to take the physical body and move into the angelic realm. This is the checkpoint that we have spoken many times. And so it is the emotions of love and compassion that is vibration which allows the souls to enter the higher dimension. So those who are against this will not be able to move through that point. Did we have a caller on the line? Okay. Oh, my friends, we got a message from on high that our call-in line has been repaired. I think what we have brought forth with walk-ins is some fascinating experience. Or it's fascinating information. If you think you are a walk-in, if you relate to some of this information, if you have some more questions about this, give us a call. The U.S. line here, it's toll-free, is 877-876-5227. And if you're from Canada, and Juliana, if you hear us and you care to call us back, it seems that our incoming line is repaired, and the number here that is toll-free is 888-815-9756. So I think this was some very pertinent information. I think it was some very exciting information. Just to tell you a little bit about our February conference calls. We're going to be starting a new segment called Voices from Heaven. We're going to be interviewing masters, archangels, famous people have crossed over to the other side. And so imagine if you were sitting across the table from an archangel or a master or some famous person that maybe you loved and revered while they were here on Earth, and you were asked had the ability to ask them any question you wanted to know. How exciting would that be? And so once a month, we're going to have a session. We're going to sit at the table, so to speak. We're going to bring in one of these souls. We're going to have a list of questions that we're going to answer them. You'll be on the conference line. You're going to give me your list of questions, and we will put all of the questions together. And we'll have a grand time interviewing the voice from heaven. Now, the first month, Yeshua has volunteered to be the very first one who's going to sit at our conference table. You're going to be able to ask questions of Yeshua about his life when he was on earth. About his mission. Was he married to Mary Magdalene? About their life together? Any question? Now, these were some of the questions that I had discussed with him that we were going to ask. He brought up an interesting question. What was the relationship between the wise men and Yeshua? I can't wait for that answer. Check out www.carolynevers.com. Look up there at the right-hand corner for conference calls. And when you go in there, you see the February schedule. Join us for Yeshua's interview. We will then have Archangel Michael, Master Kasumi, Mother Mary. We will also have some of the famous entertainers that have moved on to the other side, and we're looking for some fascinating times with that. Again, give us a call. Our toll-free number here is 877-876-5227. We have about 15 minutes left to the show. If you try to call us in the past when we had a problem with the lines, give us a call now. They're clear, we are told. Last month, rather the month of January, really not last month, during our regular session when we had some questions and answer sessions, something remarkable happened. Archangel Michael came in quite unexpectedly and joined our call, and he brought along with him Yeshua and Master Kasumi. They formed a crystal triangle, and they gave us a meditation so that we could work with standing waves. One of the places that we know that standing waves occur is found in the pyramid at Cairo in Egypt. They're very powerful. It's not only that they're very powerful, but once I started exploring the concept of standing waves and how it works with the creative energy, I found it very fascinating. On our regular conference call, Archangel Michael is going to come back. He's going to discuss with us this information about the standing waves. Right now we have a meditation to work with it. People who are working with the meditation that was given have found that there is an extreme opening of the heart chakra. There are places on the planet where there are standing waves that are very healing areas. Not only healing areas, but one has the ability to see within the dimensions, and some of them are places where they are actually dimensional portals. I think anybody who is fascinated by some of this scientific information that our scientists are just starting to come upon, and you find that fascinating, I think you would really want to join us in this work. It has been a continuing work from month to month with just new and more exciting information that's being revealed to us. Again, that's www.carolynevers.com. You go up to the right-hand corner, hit the conference button, and you will go into the February schedule, and Yeshua is having a conference on the 31st. He is going to continue work that Archangel Michael started earlier, and as I said, this is some exceptionally fascinating work and information that I'm not seeing anywhere else. I think it is very unique information, and as I do some research from the cutting edge of what scientists are discovering with the quantum fields, with the electric universe, with the standing waves and ascension, I believe that they are all connected. And if this interests you, do join us. I think you will be pleasantly surprised at the work. Now, we've talked a lot about walk-ins. We've talked about the voices from heaven that we're going to be working with starting in February, and I would just like to mention that if anyone has a question now that you want me to take to your Akashic Records in the center of the cosmos, give us a call here at 877-876-5227. We are uncovering some very fascinating information in this area, too, that has to do with healing of the physical, with the missions that different individuals have come to Earth to fulfill. And this is an extremely fascinating time in the sense that since we are ending, certainly not life here on this planet, but some of the old energies moving towards the new energies, it is almost like we are artists standing before this blank canvas, and we have all these magnificent colors that we are holding in our hand. We use our intentions and our desires to paint this incredibly magnificent mosaic as to the life that we wish to unfold on this planet. And while we're talking about our abilities, how we are, through our consciousness, through our united consciousness, all the souls on this planet, how we are bringing forth this magnificent picture, I did a reading for an individual that I thought was very fascinating. Fascinating in the sense that it was reiterating how each of us have a thread that we are working with on this planet. And the things that we go through here on this planet are transferred to a tapestry of life that all souls can view and explore on the other side. So, in other words, if you've had a life of what you felt was exceptional bliss, or you had a lifetime of what you felt was exceptional pain and suffering, this thread that we are working with, there is the record, the tapestry of life that puts together this picture of the highs and lows, the darks, the shadows, the brilliance, and it is making a record of God's creative thrust, and each of us are carrying this thread. It is not always apparent to us as to this brilliant record that we are completing on the other side. And we might have come into this life with this agreement that we would live through the highs and the lows, the brilliance, the grandeur, the lows of despair, the points in our life where we felt no one loved us, where we were alone, and how we resolved that issue, how we climbed back to understand who we are, and as best as we can, the God who created us. And all of this presents a tapestry that souls on the other side are able to view. So in other words, our experiences that we go through, that we have agreed to go through, yes, are things that we have decided to do, but we are also helping those on the other side who have not lived through these experiences that we have had. They are able to view the tapestry of life and see how it all fits together. So perhaps we have suffered exceedingly on the side, but we were gathering data for our own soul's growth and for all of those souls who might wish to review this magnificent tapestry of life. That came from a reading. I was quite awed in reading it, how we sort of say we're all connected together. We do believe that, but sometimes it's really hard to comprehend that until we get a message like this, that every event, every emotion, the bliss, the downs, the depression, the glory, the magnificence, it is all there. It is all there for us to view when we cross over, and it is all there for our friends and companions along the way to be able to grow and mature from our own deeds. Beautiful thought, is it not? We know that we have a great influence on those around us that we live with. Our lives can be something that can inspire many. And we can see that here on this side. But to come to the thought that every one of our deeds, every bit of our life here, can also inspire, direct, glorify those on the other side who look at the tapestry of life in its totality, not just our own path, but the path joined with us of all the other souls that have made their way through not only this planet, but to every experience here. It is a magnificent thought, is it not? So, my friends, we have 2 minutes, perhaps too late for someone to call in with a question, but do call in next week. I just believe all the information that we've brought forth today is certainly going to intrigue your curiosity in some manner. So let us continue next week with this. And again, might I ask you to check out the website if you're so inclined. Join us for the month of February. Join us for with the Voices of Heaven and our regular conference calls. There is so much to explore. There is so much excitement going on because there is so much growth in the spiritual element right now, and we are watching some of that interplay into the physical events that are happening on this planet right now. And so, my friends, this is Carolyn Evers. I'm going to be signing out for the day. If you hear my voice or are listening to us on the archive, do listen on the Wednesday show, Cosmic Connections. The healing work there is quite remarkable. And next Saturday, Caroline and Alan and myself will be on board. Join us for some fun and contentment. Goodbye for now.